let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Do For The Content. I'm excited for this episode. It's going to be really in-depth. It's about my favorite thing, pitching yourself. Because as a creator, you need to know how to sell yourself. Sell your market. Eh? No, but seriously, you need to know how to be able to put yourself in front of these brands. For a very long time, I think the best part about this episode, I'm going to share you guys an email template that I used to use to send out to a lot of different brands. I'm a strong believer in don't just wait for the opportunity to come to you. You got to go out and get it. Go get it, all right? And that includes, you know, if there's an agency you want to work with, if there's a brand you want to work with, more than likely the brand is not going to notice you unless you put yourself in front of the brand, right? Be in their faces, be on in their DMs, create videos with their products, you know? So I'll talk about my experience. This was in like from 2018, 2019. I had a whole list of brands I wanted to work with. And I was constantly in their DMs on Twitter, replying back to their tweets, you know? And I had this email, this still template, message template that I had, and I was sent to each one of them. Sometimes I would make a mistake and have the wrong brand name in the template, but it still worked. It's like, as long as I'm just in your face. So for pitching yourself as an influencer, here's the process, right? I think the first step you got to do is, and this is from my experience, the first thing you should do is make a list of your dream companies you want to work with or the dream agencies you want to be signed with. Make a list. Have at least 5 companies or 5 agencies. Have at least 5 lists, 5 items on that list, okay? 5 brands on that list. Why it's so important to make a list is, one, it's kind of an affirmation thing. You know, I'm a strong believer in speaking things to distance. Speaking to distance, believe it, and work hard on it, you can achieve it. That's my motto for life. So when you write down these brands, it's kind of a manifestation thing, and it also helps you easily be able to, okay, here are these brands. I'm going to email 2 brands from my list today. I'm going to email 4 brands tomorrow, 10 brands, and so on and so forth. So make that list, right? And if you're trying to reach out to agencies, and here's why I think reaching, especially now during this day and age, it's better to reach out to agencies because brands don't want to go directly through influencers. They don't want to go through the back and forth of them negotiating. They don't want to do the work of finding an influencer. They rather just go to the agency and say, hey, agency, I have $100,000. Please find me as many influencers as you can to promote my product. That's what they're doing because the agency already has access to a list of influencers. So the best way to get around getting a brand deal right now, and I'm speaking from my current experience, is you want to be on these agencies' roster because these agencies have a list of their influencers that they want to work, that they constantly work with. And they know, okay, Amazon came to me. Okay, Jessica is good to work with Amazon. We go send an email to Jessica if she's interested in working with Amazon. Okay, Terrence is good for working with Amazon. Let's send him an email and give him the offer, the rate that we can give him. So it's better for you to get on these agencies' rosters, right? How do you find these agencies? So for making your brand list, that's easy because you can easily find them. You know what brands you want to work with. Make your list, slide it in the DMs. But for agencies, how I found the agencies I wanted to work with is, I don't know these agencies, so I just Googled, you know, top agencies for 2021, for example. I also went to Shorty Awards. I think this was in 2019, when I was sending out these emails. Was it 2019? Yeah, 2019, I was nominated for a Shorty Award for TikTok of the Year. So I also saw there was the section for, like, top advertising agencies, social media agencies, and I was like, oh, okay, these are the ones. So I actually list some names. It was 360i, that's one of them. What's crazy is I emailed them then, and that's one of my top agencies now, and I still get a lot of deals from with 360i because of this email I sent many years ago. 360i agency is one of the top ones. I can't think of right now. Viral Nation 2 is a top agency. Collab, bunch of different agencies. But yeah, look for these top winning, award winning agencies and get their email. Most of the time on the website, their email is there. Their emails are also available on their Instagram pages. If you're not going to slide into DMs, because most times they're just, if you slide in their DMs, they will give you the right email to email either the head of marketing, head of influencer strategist, right? So you can get the list of names of agencies through Google. Everything's on Google, y'all. Find the top agencies within your niche. Like if you're doing, like, for example, you're a family blog channel, look for these agencies that are usually work with family people. Go to these influencers who post a lot about, like, who have family products or are in fashion, whatever your niche is. Go to these niche influencers, the big ones, and see what brands they work with. And then you can click on those brands and know, all right, I'm going to send a DM. I'm going to send a message to these brands because, you know, they're already doing influencer work. Now, email these companies. But you can't just email them any nonsense way. You need to come correct. You need to come with your packaging on point, okay? So first things first, what you need is your media kit. If you don't have a media kit, and I've talked about this in the past on this podcast, you got to have a media kit, right? And I can actually pull up my media kit from, like, years ago, which is still relevant now because it has a lot of information that you need, right? So your media kit, you can go on canva.com, canva.com, and they have different templates for making media kits. Literally, you just fill in the information. Excuse me. So on my media kit, I had a little description about who I am. I had my website on there. I had what I am, comedian, content creator, entertainment host. I had my analytics, so how much following I have across my social medias. And you want your media kit to look pretty, like, not precisely just look pretty, but be a good summary. Ideally, you want it to be one page. You don't want it to be too jam-packed, too clustered. You don't want it to look crazy. You just want it to look very neat, simple, and Canva has these templates, right? Make sure it's PDF format too, because if it's not PDF format, when you send it as a Word document or whatever, it can mess up down the line, but PDF is the best. So it has your email, it has your contact information, then it has your analytics, how many followers you have on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter. Make sure you put your highest one first, right? And then you have your statistics, your demographic, you know, your percentage of female, percentage of male, your age group that people are usually watching you from. Your reach, right? Your amount of reach you have. So that means, like, when you post, whenever, on average, when you post a video, how much of your audience is a reach, right? Then you have your views, all whatever analytics you want to put on there. Again, if you go on Canva, it has, like, so many different templates. You can also Google, like, influencer media kit templates, and you can just copy and replicate that, right? So when you get your media, and also you put on your media kit the brands you've worked with in the past, and the results of the campaigns, make your media kit nice, sleek, and easy to read, all right? And once you have your media kit, you are ready for the next step for sending out your email to these brands. I have my template. When I first started sending out emails to brands, my email used to be so, like, crusty, dusty, musty, a mess, right? But I think this email I have now, this email template, is the more recent template. My friend Angel actually helped me with editing it and making it better. So I'll read it for you. You guys can take notes too as you're listening. So it says, hi, and then the brand name. So hi, L'Oreal, hi, Dove, hi, 360 Agency, whatever, whatever. Hi, and then whatever the name is. My name is Dre Okeke, well known as Dre Knows Best. I'm reaching out to say that I love your product and I would love to post and feature your brand. So does it say, let's just use an example. The brand name is Dove. I'm using brand. So hi, Dove. My name is Dre Okeke, well known as Dre Knows Best. I'm reaching out to say that I love your product and I would love to post and feature Dove on my page. So that first sentence already just tells you who I am and what I'm reaching out to do. So the brand instantly knows, okay, this is Dre Okeke, but they're like, who the heck is this person, right? Like, what? But they want to feature my product on my page. Going back now, I would probably write, I would love to collaborate on a paid partnership, because you got to put paid there. If you don't put paid, then they won't know you're trying to get paid. They would think, oh, you're just trying to get some free stuff. And we're not trying to work for free in 2021, okay? We're trying to get these coins, period. So then after I put paragraph, next sentence, next paragraph. I am a social media influencer, comedy content creator. My brand is family friendly, contains comedy skits with a splash of my culture in it. My audience are 60% teenagers, which I believe complement with your brand, exclamation mark. I look forward to having a great partner, a great paid partnership with you. And I've attached my media kit below, which contains my analytics. So to go back on what I said, I basically said, I am a social media influencer, content creator. I wouldn't even put that, honestly, because I mean, you can keep that. Tell them who you are. You're a content creator. I want to be more specific. I'm a comedy, like I said. I'm a social media influencer, comedic content creator. And I told them what my brand is, because that's the biggest thing. Like, you want to make sure you're emailing people that align with your brand. For example, I can't be coming in here with family-friendly content and I'm over here messaging, like, Trojan condoms. It's like, okay, your family friend, actually, no, that could work. I mean, if you're trying to do, no, that's not really, you want to go to a brand that aligns, which a company that aligns with your brand, right? So I told them my brand is family friendly and it contains comedy content with a splash of my culture in it. So I was telling y'all that, listen, I'm family friendly, you're family friendly, you're looking for comedy content, I got comedy content, right? And I also told them a snippet of my analytics. 60% is teenagers, and probably this brand, I'm using Dove as an example, but let's just say, for example, Dove has 60% teenagers. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, we need this teenage audience. We need her because she has 60% teenagers, and they're more inclined to actually go and look through your content because I attach my links, I attach my media kit, and it has all the information that they need to find out more about me. So I'm going to reread the email again so y'all can really get the gist of it, right? So, hi, Dove. My name is Dre Okeke, well known as Dre Knows Best. I'm just reaching out to say I love your product and I would love to feature Dove on my page. I am a social media influencer, comedic content creator. My brand is family friendly, contains comedy content with a splash of my culture in it. My social media audience are 60% teenagers, which I believe will complement well with your brand. I look forward to having a great paid partnership with you, and I have attached my media kit, which contains my analytics. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you, right? So I personally would have made this, now that I go back and think of edits I would have done, I would have made this more personable, because reading this, I can tell that this is the email I probably just copy and paste and sent to everyone. I would make this more personable. Like maybe, I would love to feature Dove on my page again. Take a look at the video I made with Dove products and how great the engagement was. So I'll put an example of me using one of their products and show them how good it did on my page, right? Or I'll make it more personable by, like, you know, adding something like it's specific. Like, I loved you guys' campaign you did with women of all skin tones. I would love to work with you guys because you guys are diverse, known a product, you know. Put something more personable that makes it seem like, okay, you know a bit about my company and you want to work with us because, okay, we did this. Cool. So that's the only edit I'll add to this. And yeah, so an email like template like that, if you have, so how I used to do it, listen, y'all, I would email at least five different agencies a day, five different brands and agencies. So with brands, I was emailing like, boom, boom, copy, paste, edit, copy, paste, edit, copy, paste, edit. And then for agencies, I would just say, hey, I would like to get added to your roster, your agency roster for whenever a brand is looking for a influencer that like me, you know, because they're constantly looking for, these brands are coming to the agencies. They're always looking for all types of influencers. So I would say I would want to get added to your influencer roster. That's what I'll say for agencies, right? So for agencies, it's a little bit different because agency is not a brand. But you tell them, here is me, here's my brand. I would like to get it on to add me to your roster, okay? Because I need these coins. So, yeah, that's definitely something for an email template, right? And attach, make sure you attached your social media links at the bottom of the email. Now, please, a tip for adding your social media links, don't just add your link that takes you directly to your profile. If you're adding your TikTok link, put a link of one of your favorite TikToks that really represents your brand and represents your, and is a good quality video that shows that you are marketable. That's the kind of link you want to put. Because why I say don't just put a link directly to your Instagram homepage or your TikTok homepage is because what if you haven't posted maybe in like a week? Or maybe your last five videos flopped. You don't want that to be the first representation of you. You want the first impression of you to be a strong video. So when you're adding your links, add a strong video of you, a good link that really represents who you are, right? That would be a tip that I can say from my past experience. When I was sending these emails, I'll just send any link. I was like, listen, just watch my stuff. Did I get responses? You probably might not get a response from, you might email 10 and only get a response from one. And the one response you might get is, sorry, we're not accepting influencers right now. But it's okay because you keep on doing it. You keep on doing it. Like I told you guys, I used to send 5 emails a day. And out of all these emails, I can only recall that one agency that I sent my email to, I still work with today. You know what I'm saying? And that could be you, you know? So when it comes to pitching yourself, don't just wait for these brands. Like I hear a lot of creators, we complain so much. We complain, I don't get any work. I am tired. I'm over it. I'm over seeing these creators get work over me. And da 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 da. But it's like, yo, you're even more talented than you're more talented than those people who are getting work. The only thing is that you are waiting. You're hesitant. You're just chilling, waiting for it to come to you. You have to go out and let the world see you shine, see your talent, you know? So that's why I always encourage all my friends, and I'm encouraging y'all because y'all my friends. I'm encouraging you to go out, put yourself out there. It's kind of like the dating scene. Like, you put yourself out there. Reach out to these brands. Slide in their DMs. Even slide in their DMs. Ask them for can you refer me to the influencer manager, influencer strategist? Another big way, too, I was finding brands that I wanted to work with. When I know the brand I want to work with, I will go to the LinkedIn, right? To the LinkedIn. I'm like an old woman. The LinkedIn. To LinkedIn. And I will type in, like, for example, maybe I want to work with McDonald's. I'll type in McDonald's influencer strategist. McDonald's marketing. McDonald's influencer manager, McDonald's social media manager, and I will connect with them on LinkedIn, right? And send them an email using the same template with my media kit that I want to work with them. And then if they don't answer, and this is a little bit stalkish, guys, and I'm not saying you got to do this. I'm not encouraging you to do this. But if they didn't answer my LinkedIn, I will copy and paste their name into Instagram and find their Instagram page and slide in their DMs on Instagram. I remember I did this to ASOS. I really wanted to work with ASOS many years back for their Tall Girl line. Man, I found everyone who worked for ASOS on LinkedIn, slid into their DMs on Instagram because they're younger, so they all had Instagram. So I slid into their DMs on Instagram. Did I get a response? No. I even followed the girl. I commented on her multiple pictures.
hey, nice picture. Please check your DMs. Please check your DMs. She didn't check it. Nonsense, girl. It's okay. But I am doing better than ISOs today. So we thank God. I still love their products. But again, don't be discouraged if you don't get a response. But I promise you, if you keep on trying, out of the 10 you try, the 11th might be it. Out of the 30 you try, the 31st might be it. So keep on pushing. Let me think if there's anything else I wanted to share about pitching yourself, right? I shared about, you know, make a list of the companies you want to work with because it's a way of manifestation. Believe that you can do it. Work hard on it and you will achieve it. Speak it into existence. If you don't know any agencies you want to work with, you can find them by looking at like award websites, like the Shorty Awards. Always has different categories for top agencies, marketing agencies. Again, try to find agencies that work with people within your niche. Go to these Instagram pages of people within your niche and look at the brands that they're already working with and slide in the DMs of those brands, because you already know those brands are working with influencers, so they might as well work with you, right? Because you're talented, okay? Well, someone dropped something. Guess people are still up. It's 1 o'clock over here. And then email these companies, right? Slide in their DMs, email, but come correct. Come correct with your media kit. If you don't have a media kit, child, you need to make one, because that's the quickest way to pitch yourself to somebody, right? And then use the email templates. If you rewind back, you see the email template I gave you guys. Please use that. Or make your own. Shoot, make your own too. If you think you can do better, and I'm sure you can, make your own that fits you better, right? And send them out to these companies. They're looking for people. They're waiting for people like you. So do this. I told you, the ultimate goal of this podcast is to help you turn your passion into paycheck. And I hope you're able to do that. All right, guys. That's pretty much it. If you found this podcast helpful, please don't forget to subscribe. Give me that 5-star review, please. And if you haven't done already, screenshot this, post it in your story, tag Do It For Content at Do It For the Content, and let us know what was the best part of this podcast for you and how is it helping you. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening. Y'all have a good day. Go out and do it for the content, okay? That rhymes. Okay, my rapping career is coming soon. Buy the album. I'm just playing. All right, have a good one, guys.